This is a Wild Games Production podcast.
Hey folks, it's Vince the Evil DM back with another episode of Roll for Initiative Podcast, RFI Mini number 7, I believe. I'm not sure. Yeah, 7, looking at the notes here. Anyway, thank you for all the voicemails and emails I've been getting. You can send me those things in. Go to anchor.fm/theevildm, leave your voicemail if you want to leave it longer than a minute. Record it on your own computer. And upload to Google Drive or OneDrive or Dropbox and then email me the link so I can download it. Simple as that. Just don't use Audacity 3.0 because, you know, that's spyware now. Anyway, I was looking through the book and a couple things came to mind here out of nowhere, but one of them was the races themselves. Looking through the races themselves, pretty self-explanatory. Each of them have their own little abilities here and there. I was also wondering why there were never any other half races. There's half-elves, and there's half-orcs. They're halflings, small humans, but I'm not. Why wasn't there half-dwarves or half-gnomes or something like that? It always made me wonder why there were no half those races. Were they just not compatible? Was it not possible? Did it just not work out that way? I don't know. Why is it that elves and orcs were the only two races that were compatible with humans to make half-breeds or crossbreeds, as they call it under half-orcs? Because they say under the orc, create many half-breeds or crossbreeds of the offspring are typically orcish. So they have lean more towards the orcish side, just like when it's a half-elf, they generally lean more towards the elven side of when it comes to looks and features, the dominant side of them. I'm not sure why they didn't have anything further, but it was always something I wondered and but never really cared that much to look into. I know I've played with a couple DMs in the past that have created half-breed races of various things, like half-gnomes and half-dwarves and stuff like that. So I don't see why it's not possible. Hey, it's your game, your campaign. No one from TSR. Oh, wait, there is no TSR. Never mind, going to come to your house and, you know, stomp down the books. They're just guidelines. You use your imagination to play your game. Another thing that came up to mind was when I was going through that whole thing was the racial preferences table. How many of you out there actually use this? Like how dwarves and elves have some type of, rivalry going on, or they don't like each other, or that means they just, you know, greet each other in a weird way, and there's hatred between some of the races. You know what? I don't think I've actually honestly played with this table except for maybe how the world treated half-orcs. Because orcs are monsters, obviously. When people see monsters, they automatically get scared and don't like them. So when a half-orc comes into town, they usually will be hiding because most humans will not like them. Because of the stories they've heard. So I would play off on that. There was also when I ran my World of Arcanus actual play podcast for 1E Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, I also had added in that dwarves were very, very hated, prejudice or racist against this cat race that I had in the game. They did not like them at all. They thought they were just animals. They tolerated them as far as seeing them, but they gave them that dirty look and, you know, talked down to them. And I did play that up a little bit in the campaign, how one of the characters in the group was one of those races, and they would be like, should this person be sitting at the table, things like that. You put the food on the floor, little obvious nudges like that to portray this. This was up front and the player knew this ahead of time, but, you know, things happen. So, he laughed at it for the most part, or he basically took his revenge on the people that treated him badly. So, I'm just curious to those out there that have played the game all these years, do you use these racial preference tables at all? And I think it's a good question for an email, someone to email in, or even a voicemail to tell me your thoughts on this, because I'm very curious what people did with this. Did they ignore it for the most part? I know me, for the most part, did ignore, unless it was, like I said, a half-orc or the cat race in that game, because, you know, things happen. People are prejudiced for against others in these games. While we don't want them to be, sometimes it happens. And that's just the way these games go. Now, you're not going to play it up to be really bad. I mean, little nudges like I did, should you be, you know, eating on the floor or get out of here, things like that. They don't like your kind are generally, you know, okay-ish for a role-playing game, as long as you don't get too serious about it. And if you see if it's bothering a player too much, back off. Easily back off and then tone it down. Because obviously we don't want anybody to have a horrible time when they're playing a role-playing game. We're supposed to be playing role-playing games to escape reality and not have any of the bullshit of modern-day life and situations of modern-day included in gaming. We don't want that. We just want to roll some dice and kill some monsters. But sometimes things do happen. But like I said, if a player is reacting badly towards what you are doing, you need to tone it down, back it off, because we don't want someone leaving, crossing their arms, and ruining it for everybody else because they're not having a good time. So look for the signs before you do these things, and hopefully everybody has a great time. As long as you're upfront about how you're going to play the campaign, which I was about that race. And the elves in my campaign were snobs. They looked down on everybody. So one of the players played that up later on. So it was fine. Just it's a matter of how you play it and the taste and how far you go. Again, let's see what happens in your emails and your suggestions. If anybody does bother emailing about this, askthedm@theevildm.com is my email address. I'm just curious to see what your thoughts are on this table. I've told you how I've used them and how some other people may have used them. I'm just curious your thoughts. All right, I'm going to head out. So keep it original, keep it old school. Good night, everybody.